Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Mincha this afternoon, 4:45 p.m., 4:45. And just a reminder, Learning in the Shul this week is sponsored by the Wolk family, commemorating the Yahrzeit of Yo's mother, Chana Bela, Bas Yoshua. And learning the study of Mishnayos every day is sponsored by Lilei Nishmas, Sarah Malka, Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are learning Masechta Orlos. We are in the 10th parak, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. So Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. So Mishnah Gimel begins with a certain understanding. Right? We go back to our skylight situation. Miksas tuma b'bayis and miksas k'neged aruba. Let's say I have some of the tuma is inside the house. It's the size of a kazayas. And there's also part of it that's hanging in a underneath a skylight that is not a poseach tefach. So it's not, tuma doesn't go out that way. So b'bayis tame. Obviously the house is going to be tame because everything is there is going to be tame. K'neged tuma tame devir meir. Remeir is of the opinion that the area surrounding the skylight is also going to be tamei. Why? Because if you have a kli that's above the kazayas and it's under the skylight, it's going to be considered its own ohel and it's going to be metamei anything underneath. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says habayis tamei kineged atumatar. He says the house is going to be tamei because it's going to go around the house, but the area, that column underneath the skylight, is going to be tar. Why is that? Because the kli is not, there's nothing there to keep the tuma moving. Rabbi Yossi says, "Im yesh batuma kadesh techalik tetame esabayis tetame kineged atuma tame." He says, "If the tuma is large enough that when you divide it in half, it can be metame the house and whatever's opposite the tuma. So then they're both tame. Why is that? If the skylight's the size of a tefach, the tuma spreads through it. Even if the kazayas is smaller than the two kazesim, but if the opening is smaller than a tefach, so then Rabbi Yossi says part of the kazayas of the mace under the skylight spreads only when there's enough to allow for two ohels. Here it's not the size of two ohels, so therefore it would wind up being v'imlav habayis tami kineged atuma tar. If you don't have enough there, it's going to be tar, and that's the way we paskin l'maisa, that you have to have enough as a standalone, even though it's inside part of the house. Now, Arubo Zuagabzu, what if you have two skylights, one on top of the other? So basically, it's like an elevator shaft, right? And and it opens up to the size of a tefach. So Tuma Babaya, see, if you have Tuma in the house, Kineged Arubo Stahor, then that column where the elevator shaft is going to be Torah. It's not part of the house, right? Tuma Kineged Arubo, but if the Tuma is inside the elevator shaft that opens all the way up to the top of the ceiling, right? Habayis Torah, the house is going to be Torah. It's not inside the house. There's nothing that's spreading the tumah around the house. Hatumah bein babayis bein kineged arubos. But what happens if the tumah is either in the house or directly opposite the skylights, the elevator shaft? And thus, on davashu mekabel tumah bein melmalan bein melmata nakol tameh. If you put something on top of it, underneath or under it, that's going to be mekabel tumah. Everything's going to be tameh because that thing is going to be the new roof that is going to spread the tumah and connect it between the elevator shaft and the house. V'davar she'ino mekabel tumah, but if the item that you're hanging is not mekabel tumah, mimenu lamatan tameh, anything underneath it's going to be tameh because it's going to spread itself downward. But mimenu lamalan tahor, whatever's going to be on top of it, it's going to be tar because what's spreading the tumah upwards, up and out to the sides? Nothing, because the item itself is not mekabel tumah. So the tumah comes up, hits the bottom of the kli, that spreads itself downward, right, and outward. But things on top of it, it's not mekabel tumah, so therefore that's not going to work in that direction. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a terrific day.